Welcome to the Country Confidential Podcast. Our goal is to learn new things about the people behind the music and the artists who make it. If you love country music, you're going to love the Country Confidential Podcast. Here's your host, Shiloh Bellis.
So it's a special edition of the Country Confidential Podcast. I have never done this before. I'm going to mix drinks throughout the podcast, and the only person I trust to teach me how to mix drinks, David James. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. How are you doing? I'm excited.
I'm excited too. Listen, there's a lot of artists over the years that have mixed a lot of drinks, but maybe none have wanted to be a mixologist. And I know we've talked about that in the past. You love the art of drink making.
Yeah, you know, I think it's one of those things where I got my first start bartending, just trying to pay for my first record and pay my way through school. And it kind of just, you know, through necessity, it turned into a bit of a passion. Like a typical creative guy, I fell in love with the creative aspect of it. You know, it's the reason I love cooking too. Like you can be creative and you can mix different flavors and things like that. Almost like composing a song in a little way. You know, you can bring different elements or whatever into a cocktail and create something that's hopefully delicious, but sometimes it's trash, you know?
Do you have any examples before we get to the delicious? Have you ever tried something, maybe even with like a dinner party or a guest, that you could tell by the look on their face that, okay, that didn't go well?
Well, usually if I'm making it for somebody, I will have at least tried it before. The number one rule of bartending is just always make something delicious. You know, it doesn't matter what it is, but, I will never forget this. I did, at somebody's, request, I tried to incorporate beets and beet juice into a cocktail, and it was a struggle.
That's making me nauseous.
It was a struggle, and yeah, it wasn't the best thing I've ever had. It was pretty terrible. Let's be honest. It was crap, but it's fun though to try and make that work and then ultimately say, you know what? I'm not good enough to make that happen, but there's probably somebody out there who could.
So before the podcast recording, I got a box in the mail from your friends at Crafty Cocktail, and I had never heard of them before you told me about them. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to use another name, but it's like those food delivery companies for mixes for drinks. Like they'll just keep sending you different boxes of mix.
Yeah. So how it works, I mean, is like similar to those food delivery companies. I think especially during the last year and a half with COVID, people unable to go out, obviously, a lot more people have been interested in how to make a decent cocktail at home. You know, it's a skill that, once you learn it, it's going to be useful your entire life, I think. But Crafty comes in is they kind of elevate that. They kind of pique that interest a little bit. They elevate your at-home bar game. So instead of just making like a rum and Coke at home.
That's my jam.
I love rum and Cokes as much as the next guy. You know, rum is my go-to vacation beverage for sure.
Yeah.
But where Crafty steps in is, they want to help people elevate their game a bit at home. So they come up with these really cool craft cocktails using really fun, really exciting ingredients. More often than not, as often as they can, all the ingredients are Canadian. And you can make these kind of incredible cocktails at home. You just need to supply your ice and whatever the spirit of your choice. And the cool thing is, you know, they'll make rum boxes, gin boxes, whiskey boxes, whatever. But often, I've tried, and you can like often substitute the spirit too. So even if you don't have tequila and you get a tequila box, you can substitute it and it'll usually be pretty tasty. But so that's been really exciting, you know, getting to use kind of my hobby turn into a bit of a passion, and partner with an incredible Canadian company who has been a dream to work with and create something that fans are going to enjoy, because I've just had so many fans reaching out over the past year and a half, you know, seeing the drinks I've been making at home and like, oh man, I wish I could do that. I wish I could do that. And it's kind of my mission to be like, it's actually simple and you can do it.
So here's the thing. I think rum and Coke is my jam because I feel that that's my skill level as a bar person, so this is going to up my game. I'm excited. People are going to come to my house now and maybe I'm going to be able to be a little bit more fancy.
Yeah, exactly. That's the whole point. And you know what, too? The great thing about Crafty Cocktails is it's not just the ingredients, but in the box, you get like a description of the cocktail and what it should look like. Mm-hmm. You get the exact step-by-step directions, exact measurements, et cetera. And usually they're pretty versatile. Even if you don't have, you know, bar shaker tins at home and it's asking you to shake something, you can just seal up a mason jar or a jam jar and just shake it in there, you know? So there's different ways people can be creative and you know, there's no reason that the art of cocktailing has to suffer just because you're at home.
Okay. So we're going to do what would normally be more of a visual thing on a podcast, but I just want to tell everyone that videos for these are going to be up on my Facebook page. And I'm just going to go out on a limb and say they're probably at your website as well. So if people, they're going to hear you describe what we're doing, but if they want to watch it themselves, can they go to your website too?
Well, they're also going to be all over my social media. So they, cool. If they're following me on anything, they should be able to find it pretty quickly.
And let's be honest, who's not following David James?
Only people with a life and something better.
No, man. If you're not, I don't even want to know those people. That's where we are.
You know, Shiloh, I couldn't help but notice you're not following me, and that kind of hurts. But we're gonna move on.
Nice. Well, I figure that you called me out on that, and I love it. All right. Well, this podcast is now over. Thank you very much. No, I'm kidding. You're driving me to drink, David James. All right. What are we making?
We're gonna start out we're going to start off by making one of my favorite cocktails in the box. It's called a Country Mule. So it's a play on a Moscow Mule, but what makes a country is whiskey. And there's a really fabulous scotch-infused orange marmalade. And it's just got kind of all of these spicy ginger, you know, kind of flavors to it. It's really tasty.
All right, let's do this. I'm going to show off my mixology skills, which are terrible. Just so you know.
Well, it is honestly pretty easy, especially if you have the recipe card. But anyways, we're going to get started here. So first off, we're going to start out. This one's really easy because you basically just add everything and shake it. So it's not even multiple steps. It's pretty easy. So first off, we're going to add 2 ounces of rye whiskey. I mean, Shiloh, if you're feeling adventurous, you can always make it a triple. But
nothing says lunchtime. Then a triple. Okay, so does it matter what kind of whiskey? I mean, is there a preference? Because there's different people are whiskey connoisseurs sometimes. Does it matter?
You know, I designed this box to be any Canadian rye whiskey. I love rye whiskey specifically, rye grain, which is really common in the heart of the country. You know, on the prairies, all of the natural grasslands. Rye is a phenomenal whiskey because it brings a lot of those recognizable whiskey elements, a little bit of sweetness, those kind of textures, but also like it pairs really nicely with citrus, and it's got kind of got these spicier notes. So when you pair it with lime, like we have in this cocktail, it's just really fabulous. Perfect. So,
all right, so I've got my triple of Canadian whiskey.
We're going to go in with 3/4 of an ounce of lime juice. This, if you don't have like a really good measuring cup, you can kind of just put in, I juice half a lime if it's juicy, and if it's not, juice a whole lime.
By the way, you didn't say I couldn't free pour the whiskey either, so that's I just want you to know.
You're still pouring. Shiloh, stop. It's going to overflow. It's gonna overflow.
I love it. Okay, so three quarters lime juice. I got that.
Yeah, 3/4 of lime juice. We're going to go in. So in your box, you would have gotten Bittered Sling Grapefruit Hops Bitters. So bitters, the way I describe them, it's kind of like this little flavor punch of spice, obviously of bitterness, and then whatever other flavors they choose to infuse into the bitters. And, you know, they're made up of tons of different natural spices and herbs and even woods sometimes, like wormwood. So they're pretty cool. This one's infused with grapefruit and hops. Hops, obviously, a common ingredient in beer and one of the necessary ingredients in beer. So we're going to hit this with 3 dashes of bitters.
And is it one of those things where would you recommend trying less than that if you've never had bitters before, or is 3 okay for everybody?
No, 3 is okay for everyone. It's not going to overpower the drink at all. You know, we've got a lot going on in here, lime juice. Okay. Marmalade, perfect. Ginger beer. So it's not going to overpower it.
Dash, technical term, 3 of those. Okay.
3 dashes. If you can figure out a dash, you're on your own.
Okay.
Okay, beauty. Okay, next up, we're going to go in with some of the orange marmalade. So this is from Jam Goddess. which is a company in Calgary. It's handmade jam, which is super awesome. You know, it's really important for me to use Canadian products with this box. And so this is really cool because it's orange marmalade, but it's actually infused with Famous Grouse scotch. So it's going to have like a little bit of hair on the dog in it a little bit, but it is really tasty. So we're going to go in with two somewhat heaping bar spoons of this. And again, if you don't have a bar spoon, put in like a tablespoon and a half, and you should be good. Or if you're using a knife, however much you put on like a couple of pieces of toast, just get that in.
Nice. I like your measurements, yeah. Man. You make things so simple.
Well, I'm a big bread guy, obviously. So I don't say no to carbs ever.
Have you had this stuff on toast? I know we're not making toast, but should I save a little dollop for toast the next day?
I actually have. It's delicious. All right. It's got a little bit of a bitterness to it from the scotch. Not that it's not really sweet. Like, it's kind of a great combination of both. And there's orange peel in there. Like, it's great.
Scotch-infused marmalade. Check. Got it.
Check. All right. So now we're just going to add ice. Again, if you got a bar shaker, which I think you probably have. I think you sent me one.
I've never had one before. It's a new entry into my collection. I've never had a bar shaker.
So. And you know what? People always see bar tools and like, those must be so expensive. You can literally buy a starter bar kit, Amazon, $20.
Why did you tell me that? You should have told me it was $800. And I'd have been like, man, you sent me an $800 gift. Thank you.
Well, yours was custom made. It was forged. It was forged in fires very far away. It was hand hammered by monks and, they say it was so beautiful that on the final hammer blow, one of them actually died. So a lot went into your bar tools.
Man, you love me. And I don't even follow you online. And I can't even, man. All right, so shake it up with the ice. So everything goes in?
Yeah, everything in. And we're going to shake it for like, you always want to shake for like 15, 20 seconds.
Oh, we could do one of those like when you wash your hands at the beginning of COVID. We could sing like to like Jolene. From Dolly Parton.
Exactly.
Right? I remember that. Jolene.
Maybe like two or three Jolene's and we're good. Just like that. That's all we need.
Okay.
Okay. So, yeah, we're all sorted out from that. Okay, so now you should have a strainer handy. We sent you one. If you don't, guys, just dump it into a glass. It's not a big deal. But if you do have a strainer, we want to get technical.
Now, does that get out any like impurities or like what?
You know what it does is it gets out like any of the little like, you know, orange peels that are maybe in the marmalade that you maybe don't want to like drink up. Or also it gets rid of the ice and it gets you fresh ice because shaken ice is smaller and it's like beat up a little bit and it's smaller pieces. So it's going to melt really quickly, which is going to dilute your drink just a little faster than using fresh ice.
Fascinating. Okay. We got that. We're good.
So we're going to strain.
You didn't even spill any.
Oh, never.
Man.
I'm not even using a strainer. I can't find mine right now. Well, so it must be in the dishwasher. So I did an old school method. And then we're just going to top this with some fresh ice.
Okay.
We want to put some fresh ice in here. Oh, man, I got a big old chunk of ice here.
Well,
I'm going to have to break this up. Hopefully this isn't too loud.
Oh, my God.
My ice melted together. I had all these nice cubes, and they melted into this big old hunk like from Ice Age 3.
That's because we talked too much.
I'm like the squirrel from Ice Age 3 right now.
That's right.
Okay, so we have got the ice in there. And last but not least, my favorite part of the drink, we're going to top this with some ginger beer. This is from Fentimans. Fentimans is a company based out of Burnaby, I believe.
Okay.
They make like fantastic craft like accompaniments for drinks. Like they make a really good tonic, really good ginger beer. So we're literally just gonna top this up.
Like pretty much right full?
Right to the top of the glass.
Okay.
We're gonna top it up. And then if you want optional, you can give it a little stir to just mix the ginger beer up in there, or you can kind of let it float on top. I like to mix it up.
Okay. So before I take a sip of it, I'm going to
get... Wait, we got a garnish. We got a garnish.
Oh, yeah, we do.
We got a garnish. We got dehydrated lime wheels.
Yeah.
Sorry, which are super fancy.
I forgot.
Super crunchy.
Okay.
and we just drop it on top. Then it's nice and pretty for the folks.
Got to make it look good. Okay. So before we try it, though, I would imagine the ginger and the bitters are going to just mix so well together. It's going to be this is a good summer drink, I would say.
This is a fabulous summer drink, and every good cocktail has equally balanced components of bitterness, of booziness, of sweetness, and of acidity. So we got the lime juice, which is the acidity. We got the sweetness in the orange marmalade. We've got the bitterness with the ginger beer and the bitters, and we got the booziness from the whiskey. So as long as those are all working together, we're going to have a really great drink.
All right. With Crafty Cocktails, all the ingredients are in that box. You add the whiskey, you add the ice, then we drink it.
Oh, that's good. Come on.
Man. Like, you know, I even free poured, and it's still
warm. even at 10:30 in the morning, which is a time right now where I am, post second dose of the COVID shot, this is really making me feel right as rain right now. I'm loving it.
Well, that is fantastic. Ooh. Now, can we talk a little bit? And I know we'll do one more. Maybe we won't. We took a long time because somebody talked a lot during your mixing. I apologize. So people can order this box through Crafty Cocktail, and they can get all the ingredients, all that stuff, with other great David James stuff. Is that what's going on right now?
Yeah, we've got some David James goodies in there. And for me, like, you know, first off, I want to say I created this box because there were so many people on social media reaching out, just wanting to be able to do this at home. And I really wanted to make it special. So you're going to get a little thank you from me in there. You're going to get a copy of my new CD, If I Were You. And you also get tickets to a virtual show that we recorded specifically for people who got this box. So it's super fun. It's going to be awesome. And people get, you know, exclusive access to the show. We're going to be playing a lot of fun stuff. We're going to be having some drinks, and it's going to be a great time. And it was really, it's really cool for me to be able to combine two of my passions and also, you know, give fans what they've been asking for in a really unique and different way. So that's been really cool for me, and I'm really excited for it.
That show is coming up on the 31st. So you got, you know, just about a week to get everybody into the Crafty Cocktail universe and get that box. But their turnaround's really quickly. I think mine was shipped with like a day or two. Like that's how quick it happens.
Yeah, they're really fantastic. They ship all across Canada, and I can't say enough great things about the folks at Crafty Cocktails. And, you know, like many Canadian small businesses, which are the heart and soul of the country, you know, they're just really powered by great people, and they have a really great operation there. It's amazing how many boxes they're able to send out to people. It's a really strong passion.
As I keep sipping on this drink, and it's about 12:30 lunchtime my time, and I figure if I'm going to be drinking this, I might as well have a meal or something with it. What would you make with this drink? What's a good David James? You like food too? You're a foodie.
I like food.
Yeah.
I feel like there's very few people who don't like food, Shiloh.
Okay, fine. You like good food then.
You know, this drink screams patio to me. It screams hanging outside, you know, maybe by the barbecue. This is a drink that you could easily drink out of a solo cup, honestly, let's be real. And for me, you know, that screams barbecue chicken, that screams, you know, tacos, it screams burgers, it screams fun summer food. That's exactly what this cocktail is for me. It's fun summer food.
And if you want to know how to make the cocktail without some radio guy interrupting every 5 seconds, there is video all over socials right now of how to make the country mule, right?
That's correct. Yeah, I think everybody will really like it. It's really tasty.
So if people want to go and get the David James boxes, where do they go? Is it just all on your socials, or do we want to give a website and people can just, like, do they just look for it on the Crafty Cocktails site? What's the deal?
Yeah, if you head over to craftycocktails.ca, it's there. It's also the link in my bio, as the kids say, on all of my social platforms. So Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, etc. You click the link in my bio, you're going to head to the Crafty Cocktails David James box. And I'm really looking forward to people stepping up their home bar game and putting on a show for everyone.
I hope you don't have many more of these podcasts or interviews to do, man, because you're going to be feeling pretty good.
You know, Shiloh, it's 10:45 in the morning. I'm buzzing. I'm feeling great. And it's only up from here. It is only up from here.
David James.
How much lower could I get than the podcast with Shiloh? Let's be real for a second.
Oh, man, I have to tell you, I wish that I was following you on socials so I could unfollow you, and then you'd know.
It's more of a diss that you were never following me to begin with, because you're just going to carry on your life and forget. Who's this David James character? I don't even know who he is.
Thanks, buddy. Have a good day.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate it.
This has been the Country Confidential Podcast. If you love the show, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Have something you've always wanted to know about an artist or country music in general? Send Shiloh a note on Facebook. Join us next time for more confidential information about the best music on the planet and the people who make it.